Okay, so what was the inspiration for this production?
That is a rather complicated question. I am one of those writers who's always working on like several different projects at once. And a couple of years ago, I was working on three different plays, and they were all really autobiographical, and they were all really terrible. And I realized that if I took elements from each and combined them, it would actually make for a really compelling story. And so as I was doing that, I realized that it wasn't a play, it was a musical. And so what Wearing Black has become is sort of a combination of these three intensely personal autobiographical pieces that have become like so warped that you wouldn't even recognize that it's from my life, but at the same time is nothing but my life.
How do you think Stold played a role in this production? Like, considering your success last year with it?
I think Stuck was like my graduate school. And doing it, like, in the New York Musical Theater Festival was, like, the best way that I could cut my teeth on the ins and outs of the business, all the everything. It was my grad school. And I think that having all the success that I've had with Stuck since it's been turned into the major Hollywood motion picture and, like, coming out soon, and like we're releasing the trailer, and there's momentum behind all of that. I think since I had all of that experience, I realized that I wanted to be nymph again, knowing what I knew now. And I feel like I can better capitalize on this opportunity in a way that I couldn't before with Stuff, because I, you know, there were things that I didn't know, and there were things that I didn't know I didn't know. And now I feel like I'm a much more educated person. I can have a better experience with the show.
Okay. I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say someone's kind of like outside the theater and they're thinking about going to see Wearing Black, and they're kind of like, should I go? Should I not go? And, you know, just magically, deliciously, you show up outside the theater and you could kind of like get them in that theater. Like, what do you think you would say to them? What do you think makes this production special?
Well, that one's easy. I wish I could magically just appear for everybody to show. I would start with, I would ask them if they like shows like Fun Home, Next to Normal, or Rent. If they like shows that are a little bit meatier, a little bit darker, a little bit grittier. Because what Wearing Black is a darkly intense, visceral, deeply emotional kind of thrill ride. You get latched onto this main character and you just follow him in this journey and you watch him be dragged through the mud, and it's just, there's just something about it that's honest and unapologetic, and it's very, very moving. And you go to this show to have an experience, not to be entertained. That's probably what I would say.
Okay. In order for this play to really work, you need a top-shelf cast. So what do you think your cast brings to the table in getting your message out there the way that you want it to?
Oh, my God. I cannot say enough good things about this cast. Let's start with the fact that I put up the first act of this show a couple years ago, just to sort of see it on its feet and to feel it out a little bit. And I, you know, used non-equity actors, and I had a great experience, and I learned a ton. And two of those actors are in this nymph version because they have grown with the show. They have influenced their characters that they play. They have influenced me in the trajectory of the show. And they both so wonderfully embody their characters that I have trouble picturing anybody else doing it. For instance, Erin Maya is playing the female lead. She's playing Kristen. And Kristen is this, you know, sassy, codependent heroin addict who is manipulative and self-destructive, but somehow Erin manages to make her so compelling and so empathetic, and it's just wonderful. Not to mention she has an unbelievable voice. I'm so excited to show her to the larger community with this piece. She's going to be unreal. And the other actor, BJ Gruber, is playing Nate, and in a piece that's this dark and this intense, Nate is sort of the comic relief, if you will. He's the everyman. He adds a little bit of levity, a little bit of whimsy. But BJ has so much heart that he sort of ties everything together, and it's just so wonderful to watch what he adds to this dynamic. And the three new people that we added are absolutely outstanding. Haley Anna Norris, we got direct from Pace University, and she's unreal. You have never heard a voice like you've heard from Haley Anna Norris. It is unreal. When she sings this material, she does things with it that I honestly didn't even know was possible, which I feel like is such a line, but it's really true. I can't say enough good things about her. The father role is played by, appropriately enough, Mark Coffin, which I can't get over. I think it's hilarious. And when he came into the audition room, he wasn't exactly what I pictured, but we called him back. And then at his callback, when he sang one of the songs for his character, he just literally blew us all away. All of us behind the table were in tears. And it was like he made it a no contest kind of thing. It was unbelievable. And he was such like a wholehearted believer in this show. And it's so wonderful to work with someone like him. And he also has the difficult task of sort of taking the antagonist of the show and making him a character that the audience would still want to empathize with.
Wow.
And he does that just flawlessly. He walks that line. You still like his character, even though he's kind of stern and cold, because that's what he needs to be. It's an unbelievable balance that he seems to find effortlessly. He's like a dramatic samurai. The lead guy, Devin Elow, who's playing Evan, is just astonishing. I knew from the moment he walked into the audition room, actually. He came in, and it was clear that he had prepared the materials. It was clear that he had familiarized himself enough with the script to make some strong, interesting choices. And then when he came for the callback, like, it was such a good working relationship. He was eager to dive in. He had questions. He took our direction. It was just wonderful. And now having him in rehearsal, he is so deeply committed to this character and analyzing it. We do a lot of table work. He just embodies it. He lives in it so fearlessly and so freely that he really does anchor the show. And you never get tired of him. And his voice is also uncanny. The voices in this show, I literally cannot say enough good things about this cast. They've all blown me away, and they continue to blow me away. Every day in that rehearsal, I'm just so grateful, and I'm lucky enough that I'm remembering to sit back and live in that gratitude for a little while and just enjoy this experience.
All right, last question from me. You're young, you're going to be putting out a lot of plays over the next, you know, couple of years, decades. How do you want this one to be remembered at the end of the day?
I want this one to be the piece that people say, oh, wow, that's where Riley Thomas really showed us what he can do. I'm not saying that this will be the best piece that I ever write, but it certainly is the best piece I've ever written. And I want this to be the piece where they go, oh, that's where he found his voice. That's where he demonstrated that he knew how to create a compelling character and a compelling plot line. I want people to say that's the piece where he clicked together, where he clicked it all together. And I want people to say, I cried my eyes out.